With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Vice President Vance has joined the Trump team on a mission to Israel to shore up the Gaza peace agreement, challenged when some Hamas terrorists fatally shot two Israeli soldiers. Meanwhile, Vance is calling on American and Christians around the world, for that matter, to exercise their faith as part of the ongoing process. It says he just simply won't work without some divine assistance.
Christians have many titles for Jesus Christ, and one of them is the Prince of Peace. And I'd ask all people of faith, in particular my fellow Christians, to pray that the Prince of Peace can continue to work a miracle in this region of the world. I think that we have made incredible strides over the past week. We're going to have to make a lot more, but I think with your prayers, with God's providence, and with a very good team behind me, I think we're going to get it done.
Former President Obama set to campaign alongside Democrats Abigail Spanberger and Mikey Sherrill in the final stretch of their campaigns for governor in Virginia and New Jersey.
Spanberger and Sherrill's campaign say Mr. Obama will campaign with both candidates at November 1st rallies. His appearance in the final stretch of the gubernatorial races comes on the heels of his endorsement of both candidates last week.
That is Rich Thomason reporting. The U.S. and Australia have inked a deal for rare earth minerals.
We've been working on that for quite a while. In about a year from now, we'll have so much critical mineral and rare earths that you won't know what to do with them. They'll be worth about $2.
The president announcing the $8.5 billion deal while hosting Australia's Prime Minister Albanese at the White House. Gas now averaging less than $3 a gallon for the first time since 2020. GasBuddy.com puts a national average at $2.88 a gallon. For the first time since 1993, the Blue Jays are World Series bound. Toronto will host the LA Dodgers in Friday night's opening game. This is SRN News. The long-awaited breakup of the Anglican Church appears to be happening now. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Conservative bishops, mostly centered in Africa and Latin America, have formally announced that they will no longer accept the authority of the Archbishop of Canterbury and will no longer be in communion with the Church of England proper. The split centers on issues of homosexuality and biblical authority and has been brewing for years. The recent selection of a liberal female bishop to be the new Archbishop appears to have been the final straw. Michael Harrington reporting.
Some good news for Christian believers living in Iraq. Two historic churches destroyed by ISIS have now reopened after years of reconstruction. The two houses of worship are both located in Mosul, which was the primary residence of Iraqi Christians before ISIS invaded. Most believers fled or were killed, and very few have returned since ISIS was finally defeated. But religious freedom groups report about 70 Christian families now live in Mosul. This is SRN News. Police in Atlanta believe they have stopped what would have been a mass shooting at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
Police say a family member told investigators Billy Joe Cagle of Cartersville, Georgia, had plans to shoot up the airport Monday, where they found an assault rifle and ammunition in his truck outside the airport. Cagle had described his plan to shoot up the world's busiest airport on a social media live stream, investigators said during a news conference. The 49-year-old Cagle arrived at the airport in his pickup truck that was parked right outside the doors to the airport terminal. He's facing several charges, including terroristic threats and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. I'm Bill Alexander.
The NBA season opens today with a record 135 of its players born outside the United States. They come from 43 countries, with 71 players coming from Europe. The NBA is in talks with the other countries to develop a new league in Europe. More from SRNnews.com.